Hello Uday, how are you doing?
All fine, Manu.
So thank you for allowing me to be your coach today.
No, absolutely. Looking forward to the conversation.
Okay, do I have the permission to record this video for academic purposes?
Yes, you do.
Okay. And I would like to reassure you that this is a safe space, and whatever we discuss here will be here, and it will stay confidential.
Thank you.
And would you like to take a few moments to gather your thoughts?
I'm as gathered as I'm going to be, Manu.
Ha, that's brilliant. That's great. Okay, what would you like to discuss today?
Think kind of wanted to discuss a dichotomy that I'm facing right now in my current role, in this current position that I'm in. I think, I head business development for the startup that I'm working for right now. And one of the things is I am in this organization primarily because of my experience. I've been in oil and gas for 35 years. I mean, it's such a small industry, oil and gas, that you tend to, in that 35-year period, know everyone, almost everyone in your competitor landscape, in your buying landscape. So if you look at the oil companies of today, at the C level, I think we are on WhatsApp. It's that close the relationship that you establish. And I think one of the things that my company was being challenged on, because they are all youngsters, right? They're all 26 to 38 kind of age profile at the founding level. They were finding it very difficult to get access to leadership in our customer base. And that's why they essentially hired me for my sales experience and the connects. Now, in the last 2 years since I've been working with these guys, I've noticed a couple of things. The team is impatient because they have investors who are looking for quick results. They essentially form partnerships. And if the partnerships don't deliver results within the first 3, 6, 8 months, the only solution the founding members essentially have is let's terminate this partnership and look for other partners in the marketplace. And up to now, that's been their strategy. So, for example, I mean, when I joined this company 2 years back, we had roughly about four partners globally who were collaborating with us to grow our portfolio and our market share and so on. Fast forward to now, only one is left. Three have been terminated. That's within a span of 24 months. Now, what is happening is that because I am here and I know a lot of the industry, I'm slowly bringing in some really credible partners who I know will eventually deliver. But they are essentially partnering with my company primarily because of my historical relationships. And the concern that I have is, I know that these partnerships take more time than 6 to 8 months to deliver results. That is just my experience. And as much as I am taking a salary from these guys and I have a loyalty to them to deliver results, the reality is, I know in 8 to 10 months, these partnerships will not deliver. And I'm being very transparent with my owners, my team. My concern is that today they are all supportive. They are saying, hey, Uday, we understand. You have as much time as you need for these partnerships to deliver results. And I'm going ahead. So we will sign one partnership this month, a very significant partnership that will boost our position in the industry. We are expected to sign one more partnership in this quarter. All of these are essentially based on my cred in the market. And it's not about being boastful or anything. It's my biggest concern, therefore, is if 6 or 8 months from now, my impatient masters and bosses say, hey, we had agreed upon a longer timeline, but we don't have that breathing space, so let's terminate this, my credit is going to be shot immensely. Now, having crossed 60, for me, money is always important, but it's more about my personal credentials in the market that I want to remain intact. Okay? Whether I work in future or not is immaterial for me. It's about my personal credentials being at risk, especially if my own bosses think of me as an employee and say, let's terminate. So this is where I'm stuck right now. Should I be loyal to my employers because I earn income from them and continue to farm and bring in more partnerships to the table? Or should I be cautious and say, Uday, one step at a time, let's see how it pans out, and then we expand. But because the gestation period is 8 months, if I take the latter position, which is steady and cautious, it's not going to deliver too much anyways. So that's where I'm kind of stuck technically. My loyalty to my masters, or my loyalty to my own conscience and my credentials, if you will, that is where I'm stuck.
Okay, that's you have a nice experience, and you were able to create a great credibility in the ecosystem in oil and gas industry. Yeah, that's absolutely great.
Thank you.
And I hear that there are partnerships with your current company. Those are all based on your credibility in the industry and in the ecosystem.
Maybe a correction there, Manu. So there are existing partnerships that were formed before I joined.
Okay.
I did not have a significant role beyond just maintaining them in the last 2 years. The new partnerships that we are looking at will be based on my credentials and my credentials alone.
Okay. I also hear that on one side you want to be loyal to your employers, and I also
Yes.
hear that you want to be loyal to your conscience and your credibility, which you have created in the system.
Absolutely.
Okay, so. Can you tell me a bit more about when you say being cautious in your approach to
Understood. I mean, remember, most partnerships in any industry are formed partly on reality, partly on a promise of the future, right? I mean, there is always that if we collaborate, we can do more than the sum of 1 plus 1. Now, my partners come with that promise. They bring in a lot of technical credentials, which are very crucial to a mature industry like oil and gas. We, on the other hand, are a 10-year-old company, and we have some good capabilities, not necessarily proven in the market. So right now, I'm on the promise side. I'm being that optimistic, how do you call it, representative of my company with the future partner, saying, hey guys, trust me, my company will deliver. If you sign the MOU with us, together we can do wonderful stuff. So we started that journey, and they do believe me. When I tell them that we have the capabilities and skills, they trust me and they say, okay, let's keep moving forward. In reality, I know that our capabilities could be a little bit shorter than what I'm promising to my partners right now. That's where I come from, being cautious. Should I overcommit and put this partnership at risk 8 months from now? Or should I just be real with my partners and my owners and say, let's talk honestly, we can build capability in the 8 month period and still deliver success? That's the problem statement on the cautious part.
Okay, so when you say loyalty, can you tell me a bit more about that?
I mean, loyalty is simple. I make money from these guys. As a startup, the budgets are always tight, but they continue to pay me diligently. When I joined them, we had a decent commercial arrangement. So it's about the money that I make from them, right? I mean, I owe them something. I have done that in my past employer with my past employers as well. And somehow I think this mental hiccup that I've got right now of organization versus personal cred has never come in the past. In the past, it was very clear. I earn a salary, I'm loyal to my organization, I do a good job, and there is no conscience that is hurt. It's the first time where my company's behavior, I believe, conflicts with my conscience. That's at least how I see it right now.
So it seems that you are contemplating how to navigate between loyalty and your credibility.
That is correct. Very well said.
Okay. So, so. So can you tell me a little more about your thoughts on loyalty versus credibility?
I mean, if you had asked me this question a couple of years back, I would have said loyalty. I mean, that's the relationship between an employer and an employee. Today, I would say 60-40, my credibility is a little bit more precious to me than the income and the company and the loyalty to the company. By a thin margin, 60-40 is how I would put it.
Okay, so when you say that your credibility is precious to you, what do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Remember, our company doesn't have too much in the public domain. If you Google my company, for example, you'll see a nice fancy website and you'll see a million of those in today's digital era. It doesn't really talk about what we do and what we don't do. So that means the experience I have in the industry is what is bringing our partners to the table. Because they've worked with me for roughly about 30, 35 years, most of these incoming partners, credibility is their belief that whatever I am representing as my organization's capability is genuine. They don't question it. That's credibility.
Okay, so I hear that credibility is precious to you,
Yes.
and I also hear that whatever you bring on the table in is part of the credibility you have attained in the industry.
Correct.
Okay, so they what are we exploring now?
I think I would like to have an elegant way of meeting both these worlds. I don't want to let my company down. I don't want to let myself down by not being straightforward with our future partners also. It's like having my cake, eating it too, saving it for a rainy day, and all of that. So it's something of that nature. So if there is an elegant way where I can balance both of these, that would be a good outcome.
That's great. So you would like to explore an elegant way to balance both loyalty and credibility.
That
Is
is
that correct?
correct. That is correct.
Okay. Okay. So when you say balancing both, what does it mean to you?
Think balancing both means making sure my company has a real opportunity to grow because these partnerships will deliver growth to my company. That's my commitment to them as well. And credibility means I have a very open conversation with the future partners, letting them know that whereas we may not be ready now, given the next 3, 4, 5 months, I know that we have the skills with the people that we have to be able to make good on our commitments to them today. So that's credibility.
Okay, so what does this what makes this balance between these two important now?
I think, I mean, I'm already 60. I'm running 61. My personal mindset is that I work for maybe another 2 years, 3 years at tops, and then essentially take on something new. It could be retirement, just read the newspaper and relax, or it could be working with people and doing something meaningful. That is the 2 or 3 year horizon that I'm looking at. At that point in time, I want to be at home knowing that the partnerships established during my reign continue to flourish, the companies continue to do good work, and no one at that point of time can say, looking back, this was a wrong move by any of these partners, right? I want to have that luxury of people at least saying that things that happened today during my tenure are delivering results. That's the long-term element. It's more about a personal reputation than anything else.
Okay, so what would be your future impact on this? You have shared a brief about what the future impact in a, so what more you can add to the future impact of this?
I think, yeah, I mean, if you look at it, if these partnerships are successful and 3 years from now I change my mind, I say, okay, I've got enough energy left and I want to continue in the industry, the success should become a stepping stone for that next move. I want to make sure that I leave enough of a positive imprint in the industry with these partnerships that should I decide to work, I have the ability to leverage the success to be able to do something different in a slightly elevated, more engrossing role somewhere. That choice is taken away if these partnerships are not successful. I want that choice 3 years from now. That's the long-term need.
Okay. It seems that you would like to have a open conversation about with the future partners.
Yes.
Okay. And you should have the you should also have the luxury of having a good personal reputation down the line.
That is correct.
Okay, so the choices what you make today will help you with having this luxury of personal reputation going forward. Is that correct?
Brilliant.
Okay. So with all this, what is becoming clearer now, Uday?
What is becoming clear is that I'm in a situation that's tricky, but that unless, I mean, what's becoming clearer from this conversation for me is I don't want to contrive a solution. My general philosophy in life has been be transparent, be honest, things fall into place. I don't want to change that. And I think the way to look at the question that you are asking is, maybe I do have an open conversation with these future partners cautiously, without letting my team down, but then internally restructure the thinking that my owners and founders have to let them know that patience is going to eventually deliver results. That is something that I need to work on. I think in my mind, frankly speaking, managing future partners is the easier thing because I've been working with them for so many years now, decades. I'm still a young kid in my organization. And I think I will have to do more work internally now than I think maybe externally. So that's something that kind of becomes clearer from the discussion we are having.
Okay, so is it right to say that you are looking at internally having a restructuring of the conversations you have inside the company?
That is correct.
Okay, so when you say internally restructure, what should shift in your perspective to internally restructure your
I guess
community?
the first thing that needs to restructure is a belief in the founders, right? Today, they are individuals. There are four of them. They behave individually. They absolutely do not talk to each other, which unfortunately in my mind has got a negative perception, right? When the owners of an organization don't talk to each other, an old man like me finds it mind-boggling to see how they will ever succeed. So that's a negative mindset that I always have in my back of my mind when I talk to my own boss or any of the other founders. Maybe I should give them a fairer chance and saying, if I can start convincing one by one rather than all of them in a collective. All of them in a collective is a fight. If I start working on them maybe one by one, getting some positive votes might bring enough momentum for me to convince the others as well. Change the conversation from being a collective discussion to maybe one-on-ones could be an option that I maybe want to explore.
Okay, that's good. So, when you say your founders are not talking to each other, is it something something like they are not transparent to each other, or they are not they are what do you mean by saying that when they don't talk to each other because they are founders, right?
They're not transparent to each other. Just to give you an example, day
Okay.
before yesterday, four of the founders were in my office in Mumbai. They were sitting in four different rooms for the entire day. And when I just asked them what in the world they were doing in this office, they had all come from different locations. Two of them had flown in from the US, two came in from Chennai. And they were sitting in different rooms and not even talking about the business. At a minimum, I would have expected they would have asked me about my business plans for next year, which is quite common, right? Put the new guy on the block under pressure. They did nothing of the kind. So I essentially met a couple of them and said, okay, what brings you to Mumbai? And their only answer was, Uday, we don't know. The CEO sent an email, catch a flight, come to Mumbai, so we are here. Now, for me, that's never a good start to four people spending money on flights and coming into an office and so on. So I think when I said they don't communicate, they actually don't talk. There's absolutely zero communication.
Okay, great. So, what needs your attention to improve the transparency?
I mean, I'll be very open. My current objective is not to clean up the organization. I really believe that's a humongous task. If they haven't talked for 10 years, I don't have the magic wand to make them talk in the 11th year. For me, my limited purpose in any conversation with these guys is to look forward and focus on these partnerships. So I don't want to clean the organization. I don't have the time. More than likely, it will never happen also. So my focus, the way I look at it, is to talk to individuals, let them know what I'm doing, see whether they have any suggestions. In that way, they have a skin in the game, right? Say, for example, they give me some suggestions and I actually imbibe those suggestions or take those suggestions into the conversations I have with our partners. It goes to show to them that this partnership had some inputs from them. I am hoping that once their skin is in the game, ownership will automatically follow. That's something that goes through my mind as an option.
So, what matters most to you to get to these open conversations?
I think accelerated partnership closure. Like I said, I mean, I'm signing one MOU this month. I'm hoping to sign one more MOU in this quarter. I really want to take these partnerships to the market and test them out in front of customers. In fact, which is interesting because we had a meeting today on one of these with a customer, and he called me just before our meeting began. And he says, Uday, we love what you are saying. Can we meet in person now? Now that's where the test really begins because now they like the picture. They want to go on a dating experience, and then hopefully marriage will follow. So the first hurdle, but this is where the dichotomy and the situation I'm facing becomes a bigger challenge. Because in the face-to-face meeting, it's going to be more intense scrutiny. I want to make sure that they feel comfortable that whatever we stated in the meeting today is good, is real. And that's why these conversations become that much more time critical for me.
So, what will enable you to get to these open conversations and increasing transparency?
I was an atheist. Now I'm thinking of becoming a God-fearing man and praying to God. That's one option. But I think, no, I think more realistically speaking, I do have my connects with some of these founders, right? I mean, I've been with them for 2 years and I know them. I think I need to, out of four, I need to essentially set a target internally and assess which are the softer targets, who are more amenable to the company's future and its success, and will therefore be more compliant and easily convinced of these partnerships. I think I have to, step one would be to essentially do a SWOT analysis of these four founders, figure out who are the easier targets, and then start talking to them would be step one. And then see how the progress happens. That would be a start.
Okay, great. So with all this discussion and inputs, what are you discovering now?
I think I'm discovering there's a sense of urgency. I do not have time. I think right now the cart is moving before the horse in terms of customer engagement. So unless I get off my chair and start these one-on-one conversations like tomorrow, more than likely I'm going to overcommit to the market and underdeliver, which puts under a red flag the concern that I always have about my own reputation. So if I don't act, I'm doing exactly what I shouldn't be doing to hurt my reputation. So maybe that's it. An accelerated action plan is something that is should be on the cards.
Okay, that sounds very good. Okay, so with these new realizations, what new actions will you take?
I think my boss is the toughest nut to crack amongst all of these guys. So I think part of me says go soft, which I was saying earlier. Part of me says just talk to him. If he's convinced, I think the rest of them will fall in line anyways, right? So why waste time? So I think from an action plan perspective, because I don't like beating about the bush, I'm just going to talk to my boss. I'm going to let him know what I want to do. He has a choice. He will either say yes or a no. And then the ownership passes to him, is how I look at it. So I'd rather start with my own boss first and then talk to the other stakeholders.
Okay, great. What resources do you need for this?
I think it's just me and my own thought process, right? I mean, I don't really believe that there is anything significant required. I think from an external resource perspective, I think it's just about me having that open conversation with these guys. I think nothing else.
Okay. So how will you be accountable to these action plans, what you are making?
Next Tuesday, when we meet, I would have had my first conversations and an outcome.
Okay, that's good. That's great. Okay, who can help on this on this?
I think one of the things is my partners have been, I mean, the collaborators, right? The people we are going to collaborate with, they have essentially been extremely proactive in this engagement. We had one joint meeting last week. I think if at all needed, I might lean on some of them to be able to push the envelope a little bit. That if they are to sign the MOU, for example, I could gently ask them to let us know what terms and conditions are there. Now, my boss starts seeing the partners essentially coming in with some asks, I think he's more likely to respond in saying, okay, if I don't do this, the partnership is gone, which means the company is at risk. So that could be a compelling reason, apart from my own conversations, for him to say, okay, let's go ahead. So maybe I leverage some of their goodwill in putting some additional pressure from a third channel onto this guy.
Okay. Can I be of any help?
No, I think you have done a great job. I mean, in the sense, at least the conversation has allowed me to understand which way to navigate. And I think I'm good with that.
Okay, great. Thanks for that. Okay. Anything else you would like to discuss?
I'm good, Manu. Thank you for your time.
Okay. So, are we good to close this session for today?
Oh, I'm going to miss you. But yes, we can close.
Okay. Thanks, Uday.
Thank you so much.